Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome into Undisputed Live from Los Angeles.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Tapp. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussion.
No.
Shannon, let's go.
Skip, I was trying to keep this under wraps, but you know you got a big gig on Sunday.
Really?
Co-hosting the red carpet with Jenny McCarthy and Kelly Osbourne.
Yours truly?
Yeah!
How did you write that?
You know.
Boy, they're really reaching now.
They reaching. You know, talking to Viola Davis, Mahershala Ali.
Yeah.
Yeah, got some big names lined
Somebody
up.
Turn up sick or what? I don't know.
He's going to be rubbing elbows everybody, with all the hot shots.
Everybody turned them down and it's like, okay, let's ask Shannon.
Somebody's trying to compete with me today, but somebody doesn't have a Lil Wayne chain like I do.
Oh,
we're going to open a whole shirt up.
Keep that thing on me.
I think you can't compete when it's covered up.
I'm surprised you was talking about, no shirt, no tie again.
All you can hope for is a tie.
I don't do ties. We don't do ties over here.
All right, guys, so much to get to this morning. Tons on our plate. Have we discovered Dak's greatest weakness?
What?
Skip's not going to like talking about
ask
that one.
That?
Also, this one sticks with me. Will Sean Payton actually be happier without Drew Brees? We'll explain that theory. Mm-hmm. First, though, we've got to talk about Antonio Brown. Yesterday, Nike dropped AB as a sponsored athlete. Now, AB's second accuser, the woman who revealed to SI.com that Brown made an unwanted sexual advance on her, says Brown also recently sent her threatening text messages in a group thread with three other people. In those messages, the number that's labeled as Brown's accuses the woman of making up the story for money. The woman's lawyer sent a letter to the NFL calling Brown's conduct, quote, intimidating and threatening to our client in violation of the NFL personal conduct policy. Plot thickens. Shannon, how do you think this will impact the NFL's decision about Brown?
Skip, I think it's going to make it a lot easier for them to remove him from playing at some point this year.
I agree.
Skip, if you don't mind, let's take the Nike dropping him as an endorsee. I don't think anybody's surprised with that. Mm-mm. We saw the helmet company, Zenith, do that last week.
They did.
I don't think anybody wants to be, even the allegation, even sometimes the mere mention of impropriety in situations like this, brands do not want their name associated with that player. Now, I think if these allegations were to be found untrue or just turns out to be just allegations, I believe maybe these brands would have come back to AB. But given what has transpired over the last 24 hours, Skip, I think that's highly unlikely now. Skip, AB has a problem. Either he does not think the rules are applicable to him or he has a problem controlling himself.
Agreed.
What would make you think that by someone accuses you of doing something and the way you want to go about and handle this situation, you elicit her in a group, you threaten her, I guess not threaten, but you put her in a group thread with some other people and going back and forth. Now, either two things are at play, Skip. Either he did not know he had included her in the group thread.
By accident.
Or he deliberately did that to let her know, I'm coming for you.
Correct.
Those are the only two things that are at play here.
Yep.
But if you notice, Skip, everyone else is responding, replying, except who, Skip? The attorney. Because he knows I'm not about to lose my license.
He was on there too.
Yes.
AB's attorney.
Attorney. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not about to get disbarred. Skip, that would be the equivalent. Let's just say for you and I, me and Skip, we robbed a bank. Wells Fargo right up here on the Avenue of the Stars. Our good friend, Jen Hale, is the branch manager.
Yep.
Hey, Skip, how much money do we get from Wells Fargo? Mm. And we copy Jen, and Jen is in the group thread.
Mm.
That's what AB did. Does he not understand, Skip,
that this is... No, but there was method to this man. There'd be no method to that madness, right? What good would that do? But this could do him, in his mind, some good to threaten, intimidate her into shrinking back and not coming after him.
But guess what she did? She went right to her attorney. Her attorney got the and sent it right to the NFL. Skip, if the general rule of thumb is that you're not to have contact. If somebody accuses you of something, You don't have contact with that person because anything that you do, they're going to look at it as you're threatening them mm-hmm. or you're trying to intimidate a potential witness.
Okay, but just for the record, she has made it clear to Sports Illustrated and then to the NFL, I seek no remuneration here. Right. I don't want any financial return here from him. I'm not seeking that.
Right.
So the point is you're threatening a witness who doesn't even want to be a witness, right?
Right?
Like she doesn't want anything from you, so why wouldn't you just leave it be?
Well, right? Skip, I don't know at this time, and so I don't know if that maybe that changes over time. Maybe she wasn't until he took it here.
It's possible.
Because sometimes, Skip, you know what? I ain't got no problem. I'm gonna just leave well enough alone. But you keep bringing me into this fray. Ooh. I'm gonna give you something to get upset about. Skip, why would he do this? Why? I mean, look, leave well enough alone. You have something enough, a big heaping already on your plate.
I would say.
You don't need to add anything else to it. Skip, it's going to be hard-pressed for me to believe that another Tuesday will pass without the NFL having a face-to-face conversation with Antonio Brown.
Yep.
And rightfully so. Mm. I don't know what he's thinking, Skip. I don't know what he hoped to gain mm-hmm. from this.
Yep.
Because right now you're radioactive. And the Patriots are doing a great job of shielding some of that radioactivity. They put you on the field, you're playing, they're winning, mm-hmm. and they've done a great job, you had to answer questions yesterday, of shielding you from the media. Because you didn't talk Sunday after the game, you didn't talk yesterday.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. He briefly did.
Yeah, I'm talking about you didn't talk Wednesday.
Right.
You briefly talked yesterday, yeah. So you'll be done today, you're not going to talk Saturday,
no.
Probably won't talk again Sunday.
Yeah.
So they've done a good job, but somehow you just feel, you know, you just pull the tarp off and just let everybody like, okay, this is who I am. Skip, I don't get him. But it just goes to show you, and I said this, Skip, when you go back in 2016 when he did what he did, I said, he doesn't get it. I said, but I do. Well, I'm done. Mm. I'm out.
You were out.
And he's gonna continue to exhibit this type of behavior until there's some sort of punishment.
Mm-hmm.
See, there haven't been any punishment yet, Skip, because guess what? When he did what he did in Kansas City after the divisional game, he got rewarded with a contract.
Mm-hmm.
He acted out and said what he said to Mike Mayock and threatened Mike Mayock. He got another $15 million from the Patriots. So there have been no ramifications
no.
for his behavior.
Which is why he continues.
There you
yep.
go.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be hard for me to believe that at some point the NFL does not have a conversation. I believe it's coming sooner or later. I would be shocked if it doesn't happen Tuesday. I'm going to be even more shocked if
yep.
they don't sit him down for a period of time.
To all your points, how much longer can the National Football League wait to take some kind of action mm-hmm. against Antonio Brown after Nike flat out dropped him? And just to refresh people's memories, Nike hung in with Tiger after all of his off-the-course
right.
issues.
But it was a little different. Tiger was dealing with infidelities.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing going on with the sexual assault allegation.
Right.
I think that's a – but even – a lot of them dropped Tiger Woods for infidelities. Look
it
at AT&T.
Is.
Look at all those
but
other
my
sponsors.
My point about Nike is it's always liked superstars with some edge.
Yes.
Some edge.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
But this is going over the edge.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Mr. Business is Boomin' is becoming so bad for business that even Nike said no after it hung in with Tiger and Kobe. We know about all
yeah,
those
Kobe,
issues.
Yeah, Kobe. Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger
yep.
hung in with him. Neymar now, Ronaldo now hung in.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they're all a little different situations.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, AB, it just said, that's enough. That should reverberate in the offices in New York City, the National Football League. Nike said no.
Right.
Doesn't that mean they have to say no in some way, shape, or form? Do you suspend him for just conduct unbecoming? This has nothing to do with a rape accusation.
No.
This is beyond all that.
Yeah, Brittany Taylor is over here
by
herself.
Over here, but that's over here.
By herself.
Don't know. He said, she said. We've made it clear. We just don't know.
Correct.
But we certainly respect her civil suit that she filed.
Absolutely.
But this is a whole year of just misbehavior upon misbehavior. It's incident after incident after incident. And now this is the most brazen one of all. This is the least smartest one of all because you're on the thinnest of ice just on conduct policy, right?
Skip, we already watching you.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you got the FBI, you watching you, Skip. You know they watching you.
Right.
And still you go out and do something that caused them to say, okay, now we got to bring you in.
Well, that's just saying I'm above your law.
Thank you, NFL. You don't tell me what to do.
So in this group text, he characterizes his accuser. She just told the story in the SI article.
Right, correct.
She went no farther than that. The league asked to talk to her, and she said, I'll tell you my story from 2017. But he calls her a super broke girl, posts pictures of her children just to demonstrate she's awful broke, clearly. It's just such a low blow. It's so ugly.
Why you bring the lady kids into this?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. How could you stoop to this when you're on the thinnest of ice? And then here came her attorney, Lisa J. Banks, the attorney for this artist. And she agrees, look, she is a starving artist.
Most are, yep, Skip.
Most are.
Picasso and Rembrandt,
they died starving.
Thank you.
Yes.
Every once in a while, you get a Jackson Pollock.
Yeah.
Or you get a Coombs, Jeff Coombs.
Yep.
The guy, artist that makes money while they're alive. But for the most part, Skip, that's not a very lucrative business.
No. And Lisa J. Banks says that her client is seeking no money to compensate her for sexual misconduct. And the NFL did respond to this letter from Lisa J. Banks within the hour, arranging for a phone call between investigators and the attorneys for the artist. And Lisa Banks said to Sports Illustrated, this sort of intimidation and harassment is the reason victims are often so reluctant to step forward in these cases. We have confidence the NFL and the Patriots will step in and end this behavior.
Skip.
Okay.
Damn a phone call.
Yep.
NFL, get your ass on a plane and either go to her or bring her to you. What is with this phone call? You see, Skip, a phone call? You better go see this lady.
You better go see this man. Antonio.
How that man come see you.
Yeah.
But right. Skip, this deserves more than a phone call. I think because sometimes, Skip, I think phone calls is not deemed as serious. Mm. When you face to face, it's one thing if my boss say, hey, Shannon, I want to talk to you. You have a few moments today. Can you give us a call?
You usually don't.
Skip, will you stop telling everything? Just let me make my point. But when they say, Shannon,
yep,
can I see you 5 minutes after work in my office? That's a whole different game. That's a different story.
Yep, yep.
So they need to bring this lady in and talk to her, or they get on a plane. NFL, you got plenty of money. Hop on a plane and go see her.
And I did love this detail that the Sports Illustrated reporter, Robert Klimko, who's done an outstanding job reporting this, but he texted back to the number that he has validated has belonged in the past to Antonio.
Yes.
That he has used to contact the artist.
Correct.
Just to confirm or deny details of the woman's charge of intimidation. And the respondent at that number, purported to be Browns, replied, FOH, clown. And most of us know what FOH means, right? And it's so, I don't know for a fact it was Antonio, but it sounds like him, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like his attitude
it
right now?
It sounds Antonio Brownish.
Yeah. FOH. You know, all of you,
yeah.
FOH,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's daring the NFL, to me. And we did see the little brief interview yesterday, and he put on that big smile. It's a great smile. It's right up there with the best smiles in sports.
And if you don't know him, it'll fool you.
It will, because he's traded off it. He's hidden behind it many times before, and it's gotten him long ways
right.
in this business. And we don't doubt. He is a great player.
Yes,
great
absolutely.
Football player. We have no doubt about that.
That's not what's in question currently.
We saw that in action
last Sunday.
Miami.
Mm-hmm.
But in the big picture, all he said was, you know, I appreciate your question yesterday to the New England reporter's question, and he's hiding behind that facade, but that's real right there.
Right.
FOH.
Right.
That's him.
Skip, you cannot, a witness or a potential witness, you cannot have contact with them. It would be deemed as intimidating or threatening. They will put you in jail for that. That's a jailable offense. That is a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Does he not know that? Oh, for me, if you say, Skip, if you allege something of this magnitude, I don't ever want to speak to you again in life.
Yep.
Let alone call and threaten you.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing to say to you. If this goes to court, well, give me my say in court. Give me my day in court. Let me get on the stand and say my piece. But I got nothing to say to you on the phone. I got nothing to say in text message, in group text. I don't want anybody that knows you that knows me. I don't want to send word to you through them. I'm done with it. I'm done with you.
So just to sum up, Antonio Brown's last 1 year of misconduct. Let's start with the Robert Klimko, the first piece that, he posted, and the sub-headline on it said, accusations range against AB from previously untold account of sexual misconduct, a charity auction theft, multiple domestic incidents, and a long list of unpaid debts. And then I've read this list before, but just to quickly hit the lowlights of just this happened just in the last year. There was the lawsuit against him when, without regard for human life, quote unquote, said the lawsuit, he threw furniture from his 14th floor Miami condo, endangering a 22-month-old boy hitting, fell within, an ottoman fell within 2 feet of him down at the swimming pool. That's a potentially lethal act.
Well, yeah, he'd have been in jail for an extended period of time.
I would say on that one. Then 2019 also, this is in January, he pushed Wiltrese Jackson, the mother of his daughter, to the ground, both hands when she asked him for some money to repay, I think it was a son's hair.
Or haircut.
Yeah, haircut. Then he was caught driving in excess of 100 miles an hour in Ross Township, Pennsylvania, in Pittsburgh suburb. Found guilty of that when he failed to appear in court. And then he was sued by the chef who said at the Pro Bowl that AB stiffed him for $38,000 in meals over the Pro Bowl weekend. And then another personal trainer sued him for $7,000 worth of services that that trainer said went unpaid. So then you mentioned the Mike Mayock. There was another, that was an NFL incident on the practice field in which he reportedly, AB, called Mike Mayock a cracker and wanted to fight him, threatened to punch him out in front of, I guess most of the team was watching. And does this add up to conduct unbecoming? Is it,
Yeah, absolutely.
I would say
What, Skip, he made it very easy for the Raiders to say, okay, this is conduct detrimental to the team. We're going to suspend. We're not going to suspend you, but we are going to put in here this is conduct detrimental to the team. And this boy is the guarantees that you were going to get. He couldn't stomach that because remember, Skip, when he when it was going to be wrote that he was going to be traded, he's like, if you got guaranteed money, have your team to call my agent, yada, yada, yada. So that's the guarantees because, see, Skip, you get that guaranteed money, what you do? And this is what the NFL do. They take an isolated, and I've said this before, they'll take an isolated incident like AB, and they say, this is the reason we don't give guaranteed money. Because, see, when you give you guaranteed money, you act like a jackass. See, as long as we keep that carrot in front of you, you'll keep chasing it. You'll be, for the most part, on your best behavior. They won't look at a guy. They won't look at the guys that do the right thing the majority of the time. Like 99% of the guys in the NFL do the right thing the majority of the time. They'll take one isolated incident or two isolated incidents and say, see, this is why we can't give you guys guaranteed money. But the NFL needs to have a conversation with this young man sooner rather than later. Tuesday will probably be the deadline for me because the longer you string this along, what you're telling your viewing audience that this is really not a serious issue. We don't think this is serious.
I would love to hear today that they've at least scheduled a session with Antonio next Tuesday. Just so we had that to go on. That they are showing some urgency here. Because as far as he's concerned, we feel no urgency to get to the bottom of this with him, right?
But on a group, Skip, on a, you ask any of my friends, they on group, they on group chats. They're like, hey man, what's Sharp? Man, don't push Sharp. You know how Sharp is about that group chat. Don't include me. You call me one-on-one. You text me one-on-one. Don't put me in no group chat. And he, Skip, he put a, like I said, one or two things are at play, Skip. There's no other way around it. He does not know that he's included her in this group messaging, or he doesn't care and says, I'm coming from you. I'm letting you know. Yeah, I'm looking, I got, there's your kid. He's letting her know. He's putting her on notice. Those are the only two things at play here. And guess what? Neither is good in his behalf because it just shows a blatant lack of disregard to the rules. That they don't apply to, I may be. Got 600 catch seasons consecutive. I'm one of the top receivers in all the NFL. Mm-hmm. Your rules don't apply to me. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to go where I want, and I'm going to say what I want.
Correct. Which brings me back to my initial original stance on this whole matter. I all but dared Robert Kraft to finally stand up and take a stand and say, no, this is too much even for us. Mm-mm. Just to finally do the right thing and say no. And basically admit, you know, sort of publicly, okay, we've had a long history of winning with players with baggage, mm-hmm. saying, watch this, we can take your baggage and we can win Super Bowls right. with it, right?
Right.
And in this case, there's so much baggage that I wanted Robert Kraft to say, okay, that's enough from the start before he played against Miami. And obviously, we have heard nothing from the Patriots, and I'm pretty sure we won't hear anything from the Patriots.
No. Mm-mm. It's business as usual.
Yep.
The bottom line is win. Pro sports skips is what? Yeah, you want the teams mm-hmm. want to make money, but it's about wins and losses. Mm-hmm. And this is a guy that can help them do what they do better than anybody else in the history of the NFL. In the 100-year history, no team has ever won like this organization has. So it comes down to that. He can help us continue that tradition. And whatever might come our way,
yep.
the rocks and the stones, the sticks that people might throw,
yep.
we're willing to accept that to get another Lombardi.
That is correct.
The Patriots have said if they knew about the allegations, they never would have signed him in the first place.
I don't believe
that was easy hindsight.
Yeah, yeah.
2020.
Well, you know about it. What yep. you going to do about it?
Yeah. Now you know.
Exactly.
It.
Yeah. But did nothing.
Nothing's happening. I assume he's going to play against the Jets.
1,000% certain he's okay. playing against the Jets.
And that's a scary proposition for Jets and Jets fans.
Are you ready for what's ahead? You can't always predict the future, but you can game plan for it. Generations of families and businesses have harnessed the power of Pacific to help them reach their unique goals. Whether you need to save enough money to meet your needs, ensure your family is protected, or make sure you don't run out of money, Pacific Life has a variety of financial solutions that can help. Pacific Life counts more than half of the 100 largest U.S. companies as its clients and has been named one of the 2019 World's Most Ethical Companies by the Ethisphere Institute. Protecting what matters most to people for 150 years and counting. That's the power of Pacific. Ask a financial professional about how Pacific Life can help you game plan for your future. Or visit www.pacificlife.com. No mercy.
Tom Brady and the Patriots hosting the winless Jets. Mm. The Patriots are a whopping 22-point favorite at home against the Jets this weekend. That's according to Fox Bet. Patriots have outscored opponents 76-3 through just two games this season. And that's not the only huge spread. The Cowboys also 22.5-point favorites against the Dolphins this Sunday. Shannon, big spreads. Who covers and by how much?
Both. Easily.
Easily.
Both of them covering.
Shannon Sharp says easily.
Easily. I got the Patriots covering 52-3.
52-3?
52-3.
I got to write that one
49?
Down.
49?
Yes. Skip.
Yikes.
Skip. They're playing a third string quarterback with a terrible offensive line, which means...
By the way, that third stringer was the predecessor at Washington State, Gardner Minshew.
Yes,
go ahead.
He was. Yep. Yeah, look, it is not like the Jets are not trying.
Yep.
They're trying. They just don't have a whole lot to try with. Mm. Now, Greg Williams, Greg Williams is a great defensive coordinator. I love his style. Now, he's going to get you. Now, he'll bring a blitz that you haven't seen before, and he'll get Tom Brady. He'll probably get him on the ground once or twice, Skip. But those cracks that he leaves, that's a guy that'll exploit those.
Yep.
And that's not Baker Mayfield. That's not Josh Allen. This guy, the guy that you're going to play in his building, they'll light you up. And Coach Belichick doesn't call the dogs off. Coach Belichick coaches his team.
Yep.
His job is not to keep the score down for your team.
Yep.
That's your job.
Yep.
Coach Belichick says, Mr. Kraft pays me to coach my team. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to coach yours or trying to help you.
Yep.
So you keep the score down.
Okay.
52-3. And I got the Cowboys also covering easily.
Easily?
Because guess what? The Dolphins just switched to another quarterback. Not like he's any better than the one they switched out. But look, you know what? You at least need to see what you have moving forward. You might need to be in the business for a quarterback. I guess I saw the signs tank for Tua.
Yeah.
Or maybe they wait another year and try to get Trevor Lawrence. Who knows?
Maybe.
But I got the Cowboys, Skip. They covered easy, too.
Really?
45-6.
45-6?
45-6.
Shannon's feeling generous
That's
today.
Ooh. 39 points?
Yep.
So you have Patriots by 49
yep.
and Cowboys by 39
yep.
points?
Yep. Yep. Because you know why, Skip? Look, Skip. If you're at home and you give up 59 points to Lamar Jackson, mm-hmm. you at home, you give up 43 to the Patriots, you're going to go on the road, and you're starting another quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Skip, they're not very good. Skip, mm-hmm. here's the thing. There's a difference between being not good and trying and being not good and not trying.
Okay.
The Dolphins are not even trying. Mm-hmm. They've traded away anybody. If you thought they might be attempting to play good and play hard, they traded anybody that could possibly help them. You get rid of Minkah Fitzpatrick. You trade Steeles. You trade Laremy Tunsil. What's left. Who's left? 45-6.
So, you know what? It just dawned on me. My Super Bowl pick was Cowboys versus Patriots. So even though I love my Cowboys, and I'm not a huge Patriot fan, but I do love my Tom Brady.
You do?
Just for one Sunday, I wouldn't mind betting against those two teams and that quarterback.
You're going to lose, Skip.
Give me 38 in Dallas, and
nope.
I'll take the Dolphins.
Mm-mm.
38.
Nope.
You just said they're going to win by 39.
Nope.
38.
Nope.
I'll do it right now.
No.
38.
No.
Okay. Give me 48 in the Jets.
No.
48.
No.
Well, you just said easily.
Easily. Covered easily.
Well, put your do where your mouth is.
But, Skip, here's...
Put your do where your mouth is.
I take that.
Skip,
yeah.
Skip.
Come on.
Skip, that's my line. Vegas only gave him 22 and 22 and a half.
Okay.
But the mere fact, Skip, you ain't never seen three, like you said, it was the strike season. And when the strike season
1987.
Happened. 1987. But
it was
San Francisco.
The Stars had walked the picket line to play against what they called scabs.
I
hate that term, but that's, you know.
But San Francisco
yeah.
had Joe Montana and Jerry Rice, and the team they were playing against did not.
Had replacement players.
Exactly.
Yes.
So that's why. And the Cowboys,
mm-hmm.
those guys had come back. Randy. I ain't gonna say no name, but you know who they were.
It was
the big,
yes. Star parade.
Yes.
Walked the picket line.
Yes, they absolutely.
Yep. And I also sat there in the press box at Old Texas Stadium and watched Joe Gibbs with pure replacement players beat the Cowboys on Monday Night Football with their stars back.
Mm-hmm.
You believe in that? Okay. So this is the flip side of that. This is, you're saying easily.
And that's actually what's called Washington won the Super Bowl that year.
They did, once they got their players
mm-hmm.
back. Theismann, Riggins.
Yep.
Okay. Or no, that was earlier. That was the earlier one.
Yeah, that was 80. Yeah. That was,
82. Yeah. Okay. So back to this. I'm going to start with my Dallas Cowboys.
Timmy Smith was a running back.
Yeah, he was.
He was. The Broncos.
Yep. Okay. I do not believe my Cowboys will cover 22 and a half points.
Correct.
That's historic.
Mm-hmm.
That's outrageously wrong in the National Football League. And I hear what you just said.
But you said they're historically good. With
who?
Dak and Amari.
Historically good. I just said they're going to win the NFC. Does that mean they're historically good?
Well, if they're going to win the NFC, and that's one of the worst teams in the AFC.
Okay. Too many injuries. Too much of a letdown after two big wins over two division rivals. Whether you think so or not, in that locker room, they don't like the Giants, and they really don't like the Redskins. So it's going to be a little bit of a letdown after those two games. And they will be looking ahead on Sunday to the next Sunday when the season, quote-unquote, starts at New Orleans. And I don't care whether it's Teddy Bridgewater or Taysom Hill, and we're going to talk about this in just a few minutes.
Yep.
It's the Saints are still a loaded, very good football team. They have a good defense, and as Jen well knows, because she's there often and she lives in New Orleans, it's a hard place to win a football game.
Absolutely.
In that Superdome. So, again, they might be looking ahead to at New Orleans, and then the following Sunday, Aaron Rodgers visits Jerry World.
Yeah, it's a hard place to win a game when Drew Brees playing.
Okay.
But they got beat last year. When remember Teddy Bridgewater started the last game?
Yeah.
They caught the L.
Okay. And did that matter?
No.
No,
but that's my point, though. It's the tough place when Drew's under center.
Okay. So we know about the injuries. There's no Michael Gallup. There's no Tavon Austin, probably. He's still in concussion protocol. So you're down two receivers and you're down two Woods on defense. You're not out of the woods.
Well, Miami's down 46 players. Yeah, well,
wait a second. You don't have Antoine Woods, who's the anchor of their defensive line, and you don't have Xavier Woods, who's the best of the two safeties on the backside of the defense. And there's no Tyrone Crawford in the defensive line. He had a sack last week. So how do you get up for this game?
Easy.
I don't know. So I'm going to call it 34-14 because I keep telling you, my defense keeps scaring me. I haven't seen it come together and gel and click.
Skip,
I haven't seen it yet.
Skip, they've only scored 7 points. How are they going to get 14?
Josh Rose, I don't know. There'll be a garbage touchdown. You know, this is you talk about backdoor covers. If they score 14 and my defense is highly capable of giving up 14 points, they got Devontae Parker. He's pretty good.
If they get back 14, okay, so what? 40-14.
34-14.
They get more than that. Skip, they scored 31 against Washington.
Okay, but here's the flip. They're not going to be ready for this. They don't hate Miami. They have no history with Miami except what they gave Miami. Do you remember that Thanksgiving Day game when Leon gave them the football game on the blocked kick?
I do remember this. In the snow? Yep.
It actually snowed in Dallas, Texas on Thanksgiving, which was impossible. Mm-hmm. And Leon Lett gave them, he literally just sort of handed them the football game, right?
Yep.
Okay, so that's the only history with Miami, and the kids in this locker room have no idea about that because there's no animosity, there's no rivalry. Mm-hmm. The Patriots hate the Dolphins because Tom Brady was 7-10 going to Miami. That was his record in Miami,
right.
And they got victimized by the Miami Miracle just a year ago.
Right.
So you don't think they go down there to say, let's rub it in? Tom Brady played late into that game, mm-hmm. late in the fourth quarter.
And he's going to play even later into this game.
By the way, I will also remind you, that game was only 13-0 midway third quarter. Mm-hmm. 13-0 right. And two pick sixes happened.
Yep.
So you got a big break there if you gave the points, mm-hmm. because it's hard to get that if they score any. But again, Miami didn't score any, right?
Yeah.
So if
they're going to be challenged to score against your team.
I'm going to say that the Jets find some garbage touchdown way to score 7. But I also think Tom Brady will hang 40 on the Jets because they hate the Jets.
Yes.
It's another division rival.
Yes.
And they will take every opportunity to, so to speak, step on their neck.
Yes.
You know, like rub it in. Rub their noses in mm-hmm. it. They don't like Greg Williams. They don't like, you know, they're going to try to exact their pound of flesh.
Because a lot of how we perceive New England is because of what transpired with the Jets turning state's evidence against them.
Okay.
They were up there like 6'9". They were like Tekashi 6'9" up there giving up interview.
Okay.
Testimony.
Okay. So how are the Cowboys going to get up? They're going to go on the field and look at the Dolphins in uniforms like, we don't even know who these guys are.
They know.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Oh, you're going to see, Skip.
Yeah. Well, you must really believe in my offense.
45.
Wow. Really?
Yep.
Okay. Well, give me 38-48, and I'll take them.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Why not?
Can I take that?
I'm not betting against myself.
Huh?
I want to be this. I'm gonna get this one right, and then I'm gonna be able to come out here Monday and say I told you so, Skip.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, put your due on it.
Mm-mm. I don't want to just like you tell me. I want to jinx it.
You have no courage of your
conviction.
I got
plenty of courage, Skip. I got courage. I just told you what the score is gonna be.
Okay. Well, then back it up. I'll back it up. I'll take those points.
I mean, 33.
You're outrageously too high.
But think about it, Skip. I should have went 53 because you see they went 33, Ooh. 43, and they're going up about 10 increments of 10.
Okay.
They're
what
going
did
up,
you go to?
I went
50,
49? 52-3.
52-3?
Yeah.
49 and 39.
Okay. Just give me 40. I'll take 47.
Nope.
Okay. 47 points.
Nope.
That's pretty easy cover, right?
I would take that.
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
All right,
so you have no courage of conviction. No. Next question.
Shannon's expanding the margins. Yep. Skip is shrinking them.
There's a real chance the Dolphins go zero.
Mm.
Zero.
I think my defense hasn't arrived yet. It might somewhere along the line.
Well,
not yet.
If D-Law don't get a couple of sacks this game, Skip, I don't know.
Well, he came up all zeros against the Redskins. Nothing, 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 nothing.
What?
No tackles, no pressures, no nothing. Okay.
You'll be right this week.
Okay.
Josh Rosen getting the start for the Dolphins over Fitzmagic. We'll see if that makes any difference.
No mercy.
Do you have a favorite NFL team or player? Think about how much better they must play and recover after high-quality sleep. More than 1,800 NFL players are now sleeping on Sleep Number beds. Sleep Number beds allow you to adjust on each side to your ideal firmness, comfort, and support. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. With Sleep IQ technology inside the bed, it tracks how you're sleeping so you can know every morning how well you've slept, plus gain insights for your best sleep. Experience the smart, effortless comfort of the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Find your competitive edge with proven quality sleep from $999. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/cadence. No mercy.
Tom Brady not so impressed by last night's abundance of penalties, and he let everyone know about it. During the first half, the quarterback tweeted, "Too many penalties, just let us play. Plus, I'm turning off this game. I can't watch these ridiculous penalties anymore." Actually, there were 15 penalties just in the first half alone last night. Shannon, were you surprised, though, that Brady went out on a limb kind of and tweeted this?
Yeah, I'm surprised him. I get the message, but it's the wrong messenger, considering he has a rule named after him to protect him. The NFL said they're going to place an emphasis on offensive holding. Skip, offensive holding has been in since the institution of the rule book in the NFL that goes back 100 years. They're saying they're going to put an emphasis on it. It's just like the illegal contact. Skip, the illegal contact has always been in, but what if the NFL says? We're going to place an emphasis. What they're trying to do is that all the rules over the last decade has been implemented, it harmed the defense.
Yeah.
So now they're trying to like, well, if you're going to let offensive linemen just hold us, and then you incidental contact, P.I., all that, what chance do we have? And Tom Brady going to talk about too many penalties. Every time Tom Brady gets hit, he turns to the official and looks like you're not going to throw a flag. And now all of a sudden, it's too many penalties. Let us play. The very reason that you're playing now is because the rules have been instituted to protect you. Come on, Tom. I get it, Skip. Yeah, I don't like all these penalties. I don't like it. But I don't want to hear that from Tom Brady when he's benefited the most. And you know why these linemen are holding Skip Bayless? To protect Tom Brady's like butt. The quarterback. I don't want my quarterback to get hit. And a guy will do anything. Yes, I'll hold you. I will tackle you to make sure you don't hit my quarterback. But for Tom Brady, the guy that's benefited the most from these rules that they do have to protect the quarterback, he's complaining, let us play. The reason why you're playing is because they won't let them play.
So, Mr. Sharp, for once, you got me. For once. I cannot defend my man, Tom Brady. I have to believe that even Tom Brady last night became a social media victim, became a don't hit send victim, became a knee-jerk overreaction, look before you leap victim, became a hypocrite of a victim, because everything you say is so true that it left me baffled. Tom, what are you doing? This is about you.
Exactly.
This whole game, it protects you. So don't tell them to quit throwing flags, because when he did hit send, it was shortly after a roughing the passer penalty had been called on Gardner Minshew.
Right.
And I don't know if that's what
sparked it. Right.
The tweet, but you know, okay, if maybe it was just about holding, too many holding penalties, because Tom could be irked by that, and he could be trying to send the subliminal message, quit calling holding on my guys. I'm down my left tackle. I don't have Isaiah Wynn. I'm down David Andrews, my center. So my guys are going to have to clutch and grab a little bit against the Jets and don't call holding. Is that what he was trying to do? But in general, even the penalty that wasn't called, you know, where, what's his name, Raekwon McMillan in Miami, he barely brushed against Tom. I don't know if we have that play down in Miami. And, yeah, here we go. Here's the one that, again, this is the one where Raekwon McMillan said that the refs told him to stay off Tom. Let me hit him a little.
Hey, look at Tom. Hold on. Run that back. Look at Tom Brady's head. Now, watch Tom Brady's head. Going back to the other way, because I want you to see what Tom Brady. Now watch what Tom Brady does as soon as he hits the ground. Look at, he's looking at the official. Now he wants to stop calling flags, and the first thing he does is look at the official throwing the flag. Man, Tom missed me with that.
Stay off Tom. That's what Raekwon said. Did the ref really say Tom? Did he just say,
Skip, he barely hit
stay off the quarterback, Skip. Or did he say stay off Tom? Because if he called Tom by Tom's first name, that's a bad sign.
Skip, we saw this in the Broncos game against Chicago. Bradley Chubb got called late in the game for a hit on Trubisky, and I'm like, that's not a penalty. But, okay, they say they're going to protect the quarterback. You can't land on him. Yep. I mean, so I'm supposed to hit the quarterback, but I'm going to throw him down. So I hit the ground first, and he falls on. I need to cushion the quarterback's fall.
Okay.
But Tom.
So Tom is saying, let us play. You mean let them hit you? No, really?
Skip, you know what?
Really? No, Tom, stop.
I can assure you, if these rules, let's just say for the sake of argument, these rules were instituted that they have right now currently in the 90s. Do you know how many quarterbacks would have been playing, skipping to their 20s? I can assure you Elways and the Marinos and these guys in Troy.
I don't know that for a fact because you always tell me you just burned out on all of them.
But I'm saying the quarterbacks.
Okay, maybe.
Imagine if you couldn't hit Troy. Troy retired, but Skip,
took a lot of punishment.
They would put that helmet right up under your chin. They would Goose knocked Rich Gannon out of the game. If you hit a quarterback like that, the fine is going to be.
Troy took a lot of punishment even in the first couple of years when they couldn't protect him at all.
Yes. Whew. And you could hit the quarterback in the knee. You could hit the quarterback in the head. You could hit the quarterback anywhere. Skip, you remember he got the call on Chris Jones in Kansas City? Chris Jones hit his shoulder pads. Yep. And they called rough and they say a blow to the head. And he ain't touched Tom Brady's head.
He hammered him on the shoulder pad, though. Right?
Yeah.
Whacked him.
Unless he got three heads. It was so. I mean, come on, Skip. Look. I get it. And God, people don't want to see all these penalties like, another penalty. And I think this crew called the most penalties last year, especially offensive holding.
Yes.
Yeah, it's what's the guy that had the big biceps? It's his son.
Yep.
I forget his name. Ed Hockley. Yes. Tom. Yeah, it's his son. Yep. But come on, Tom. You, anyone else, if that want to be an offensive lineman, if that wants to be a defensive player, I get it. But quarterbacks can't say anything about penalties because the majority of the penalties, the rules have been implemented to protect you.
Yeah. Look, where we diverge, I believe in protecting the quarterbacks at all costs. If you have to play two-hand touch, I just want the quarterbacks to stay.
No, healthy. Skip, but then it's an unfair advantage because he gets to throw for all these. Now, we got all these guys throwing for bazillions and bazillions. John Elway had, I think, one. John never threw for 30 touchdowns in a season. I think he had one 4,000-yard passing season. Mm. And now if you don't throw for 4,000 yards, you're a bum. Mm. You are a bum if you don't throw for 4,000 yards.
You're the one gloating about my homeboy throwing 50 touchdowns.
My homeboy didn't. My homeboy, go do it again.
Throw 60.
Go there. He might.
So you love that?
He might.
Oh, so you love it when it's your guy, love it when it's somebody else.
No. Mm. That's why I said Marino's record of 48 and 5,000 is the most impressive offensive thing that we've seen because they could obliterate the quarterback. Mm-hmm. They can't do, Skip, you can't do nothing to the quarterback. Skip, I mean, think about it. You just imagine if a DB got ready to tackle a receiver, he couldn't land his body weight on the receiver.
Yeah, but the quarterback's a sitting duck. His eyes are down the field, and his arm is here, and he's processing four receiver options. One, two, three, four.
So let me ask you,
you get blindsided by a 300-pound guy.
Let me ask you a question. I'm looking at the ball coming right here, and here comes Ronnie Lott. I'm focused on the ball.
You have no other focus but the ball.
Yeah.
You have to choose. You know, you didn't have to go through four options.
Yeah, I got four. Either I got focus on this ball, or I can focus on Ronnie Lott coming to peel my cap.
Mm.
And he's coming at running at 20 miles an hour.
Mm, you could have been a quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. So Tom Brady chose that life.
Mm.
Now, when they say,
it's
okay.
It's a hard position to play.
Hold on. When we were little, they was like, okay, quarterback's over here. Running back's over here. O-line, D-line, whoever. Tom Brady went to the quarterback line.
Yep.
Now, he could have easily been chosen another life. But he wanted that life. Mm. So you get that helmet under the chin.
Okay, do you want to see Ben Roethlisberger gone for the year? I don't. And I know it wasn't because he got blasted in the pocket. He had Tommy John surgery.
We've seen Dan Marino gone for the year with a ruptured Achilles. Nobody touched him. It just went to plant and it popped. We've seen Joe Montana.
Did you love 2008 when Tom Brady's gone for the year?
Skip, as football, guess what? At some point in time, Tom Brady can play till he's 60. Mm-hmm. But at some point in time, the NFL is going to have a season and Tom Brady's not going to start it. Mm. There's going to be a time. You know what the NFL went on with no Peyton Manning? Okay. How did they survive without Peyton Manning?
But okay, now we don't have Drew Brees or Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay.
You love that? I don't.
Let me ask you a question.
That's called bad for business.
Well, I did. Has Fox said anything about their ratings? You heard anybody say anything? Ratings is dipped.
I haven't.
They're people still watching football.
Well, I know they will, but it's going to take a little luster off some games that are coming up. Trust me.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, it happens. It's okay.
When NFC teams play the Pittsburgh Steelers on Fox, it's going to take a little luster off.
But they'll be okay. It's still the Steelers. Okay, they're going to watch because it's the Steelers.
Yeah. Okay. Do I want to watch Teddy Bridgewater or Drew Brees? I'll take Drew Brees.
So let me ask you a question. When Drew Brees retires, so what? So no one's watching the Patriots. Now, I want to make sure, Patriots fans, y'all still sell out the stadium. I want you to still say we, and all this when Tom Brady leaves.
Well,
I want that same energy.
On when he retires next year, because that's your prediction.
When he leaves, they hear Belichick.
Coach
Belichick.
Send him out the back door.
Coach Belichick.
Yeah. Okay. Jared Stidham next year.
Stidham.
Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah, I'll be watching.
Hold on. If they win, don't you care about winning?
Yeah.
If they win in games, I mean, what's the difference when they win with Tom Brady or Jared Stidham?
Well, Tom will go win a Super Bowl elsewhere.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I do.
Without Coach Belichick?
Yep.
It ain't happening.
We'll see.
It ain't happening, Skip.
Right. We'll see.
Skip, it's not happening.
Sorry.
I mean, there could be no Ginger without Fred. Really? There could be no Fred without Ginger.
Ginger?
Yeah, Ginger Roger.
Oh, Ginger. Oh, I didn't know what you're...
Fred Astaire.
I thought you were doing Gilligan's Island.
No.
All right, points to Shannon. Defensive players across the country this morning applauding you for that one. No mercy.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
All right, so a recent article used data from Pro Football Focus to identify every starting quarterback's biggest weakness. Dak's kryptonite, uncatchable passes. Last season, Dak had the 10th worst percentage for passes that were graded as inaccurate and uncatchable.
Whoa.
According to this article, Dak is expected to regress from his hot start this season. Skip's cringing. Shannon, do you agree that is actually Dak's biggest weakness?
Yes, and I've said this on several occasions, Skip Bayless. His accuracy, a lot of people have said it, but you have labeled me and you got people out here calling me President of the Cowboys Haters Club.
Well, you must be a Twitter victim.
No,
you're reading all your responses.
Do you call me? What do you call me?
You are the president of the Cowboy Haters Organization.
Okay. So
organized.
Okay, so what do you call Pro Football Focus? What do you call them? Because they analyze the tape, and this is the conclusion. The conclusion that they came to.
You know what I call them? Wrong.
No. See, they're being objective. I keep telling you, Skip. No, do I look at the coach's tape like you tell me? I'm a big eye test guy. And I see the ball flying all over the place.
Do you? Really?
Okay. 2017, he was 20th in yards per attempt. In 2018, he was 19th in yards per attempt. This year, to his credit, after two games, he's first in yards per attempt. But they said, and I believe, that this is unsustainable.
Sticking with that?
Yeah, I'm sticking.
Okay.
With that.
Unsustainable.
Okay. I do not believe that he's going to be able to continue to throw. Now, Skip, after two games, like, he's been unbelievable, 82%.
Yeah, but he hadn't played anybody.
I'm glad you said that. You took the words right out of my mouth. How you know what I was thinking? I was thinking the exact same thing.
I put quotes around that, and I said it's very sarcastic.
I know you did. Skip, that was all. Look, a lot of people have said that about Dak, that their biggest concern about him is his accuracy. And okay, that's what, not to say that can't improve, but right now and they graded the tape from last year, Skip, and he's gotten off to a great start this year. He's first in yards per attempt. He's first in completion percentage. He's having an unbelievable season.
First in QBR.
After two games, and he's played two teams. One has already switched their quarterbacks. The other are about to switch their quarterback. So look, I still believe he holds on to the ball too long. He got sacked a bunch last year, Skip.
He did.
But his offensive line is doing a great job this year. I think he's only gone down once, only been hit a handful of times. So
you see him hold on the ball this year?
Oh, my
Just asking.
Skip, it's two games. I'll tell you what, can we have this conversation at a little later point this season?
Sure. We'll have it every Monday on this show. Because you will be eating fried crow.
Okay.
Chicken fried crow.
I just want you to know that your day coming now. Yeah. You over there key right now, but your day coming.
I'm just over here saying I told you.
No, so. you got your bling, you dripping out there, got skimp on.
They call me Drip Bayless.
They know what they call you. Yeah. Oh, that's what they call you now, Drip.
Yeah. That's what they call me on Twitter. I don't know.
Oh, you Drip Bayless now.
I don't follow anybody.
Oh, so I guess now you want Lil Weezy to get you with the guy Drip Bayless on there.
He just texted me that we look good.
Yeah.
Thanks to him.
So you want Dwayne? Do you want another chain with Drip on it? Instead of Skip, you want it to say Drip.
This is all I need.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm good forever
and
ever. Yeah, thank you. Yes, I am. Thank you. It's actually the first chain I've ever worn in my life.
Yeah.
So this is plenty for me. Now, back to this situation. Now my mood is about to change dramatically from happy because of this chain to offended, because I just get more deeply offended by shot after bogus shot that is taken at Dak Prescott. It's another attack on Dak. And it's why I've told you through the whole offseason, and it gets validated day after day on the show, that he is the most underrated, underappreciated, underrespected, and over-criticized quarterback in the league. And it's bordering on all time in this league. I've never seen anything quite like this. Because now the shot is that he's inaccurate, too many uncatchable balls. And the stats that Pro Football Focus gave are from last year.
Yeah.
He was accurate 61% of the time, which means 19.6% were inaccurate or uncatchable, which was the 10th highest rate. So it's not like he led the league in inaccuracy,
right,
according to Pro Football Focus. What do I keep telling you about last year? There was a tale of two seasons, really, because one was the first X Games, and then the last 10, that was a whole different season because Amari Cooper came. We're about to talk here in a few minutes on the show about what Amari has meant to Dak Prescott, but right now it's just about Dak. And what happened over the first 8 games? Well, your guy, Zeke, you said he drives that train.
Driving.
They go as far as Zeke will carry them on his shoulder pads, right? They went 3-5 in their first 8 games, culminating in a disaster, a debacle of a nightmare Monday night loss to the Tennessee Titans, who got shelled last night by Gardner Minshew, right?
Who was the quarterback on that Monday night game?
Dak Prescott. Who was the running back in that Monday night game?
No.
Zeke Elliott.
No. Zeke is inconsequential. You told me Zeke is unimportant.
No, you told me he drives the train.
No, you told me
Dak. So he drove that train to 3-5 until Amari got there, and then guess what happened? All of a sudden, my quarterback actually had a number one receiver he trusted and vibed with and clicked with. And all of a sudden, he took off and they took off. They went 8-2 down the stretch, including the two playoff games. They won the first one, lost the second one to the Rams. And my quarterback was extraordinary once he had a receiver he trusted, because it opened up everything. And a rookie named Michael Gallup started to see the light and get a hold of how to play in the National Football League.
You do realize you're making Pro Football Focus, because Amari Cooper is great one-on-one. So in other words, he's getting so wide open that Dak doesn't have to throw him open.
Yep.
You're making their point.
Okay, Michael, so here's my point, because I'm going to completely unmake their point. In the last 10 games, that's a big sample size. Not 2 games, 10 games. My quarterback led the National Football League in what are called catchable passes.
Yeah.
Led the whole league.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
Brady, Breeze, Roethlisberger, all of them. My guy led. He also led the National Football League in completions over the last 10 games. How can you refute that? It was staring you right in the face. It's shaming you. It's saying to you, wrong, wrong, and wrong again.
Yeah, they were dinking and dacking.
Okay? He wasn't dinking and dacking. He was actually, over the last 10 games, he had the third most air distance, how far the passes traveled in the air. He was third in the National Football League in how far he threw the football. He was not dinking and dacking anymore.
He was.
Sorry. Again, you can just say no, but the stats scream at you, wrong again, Shannon.
No, actually, they don't.
Actually, they do.
Actually, they help me, because the fact of the matter is also what I'm deducing from that is that Dak isn't throwing anyone open.
Oh.
If you're not open, the ball's going, ain't no telling where the ball's going to be.
Really?
Like the one he threw to Randall Cobb. You remember the one he threw to Randall Cobb that got picked on Sunday?
Yeah, it was fine, but he's had to rush up through the rush. You know, that was the one time he was pressured in the game. And he stepped up and he threw a ball that Randall Cobb hit both of his hands right here. Hit him right there.
No.
Am I right?
Nope.
Hit him. Did he get two hands on the ball? Does Shannon Sharp catch every pass that comes within his catch radius in which he gets two hands on the ball? Does he catch them?
Can you stop doing that? You do know Shannon Sharp's in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Okay, I'm in the Hall of Fame for a reason.
Randall Cobb's on an arc. You know, you don't know. He might get there and be right beside you. He might be talking to your bus.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. But Skip, my point is that, yes, I'm not denying that Amari has been a big help to Dak. But the thing that Mari can do that he hadn't had is a guy that's outside that can beat man-to-man coverage consistently.
There's a lot of just connection. Dak Prescott had no connection with Dez Bryant. Dez was Tony's guy, Tony Romo's guy, right?
Yeah, that's why
Tony
he politicked for him.
Threw him jump balls, right?
Yeah, you remember Dez was politicking. Yeah. Oh, I saw Tony, and Tony looked like ain't nothing wrong. Right. He looked good as before.
I got it. They never clicked, Dak and Dez.
Right.
Dez became a liability. He became a handicap to young Dak Prescott.
Yeah, because I believe they were telling Jason Garrett and the offensive coordinator Scott Linehan was telling him because they had saw what Dez was capable of doing is that just throw it to him.
Football.
He's open. Yeah. And it forced Dak to go there instead of forcing Dak to go through his reads. Man, I'm throwing no guy no ball into a double coverage.
Yeah.
But just throw it up to Dez, he'll get it. And it forced Dak into some bad reads. Now Amari is great at running the route tree. Amari gets separation. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot easier to throw to a guy that's wide open as opposed to, throwing him open. Trust me, Tom Brady can throw a guy open, but it's a lot. He'd rather throw the ball to Edelman on that shallow cross when someone's trailing him as opposed to two people in front of him.
Okay. So now you have Kellen Moore. You didn't have. You had Linehan last year.
Yeah.
Linehan was meat and potatoes. He viewed the world the way Shannon Sharp views the world.
I don't view that word.
We go as far as Zeke will take.
Yeah, Zeke did.
How far did Zeke take you in the playoff game at the Coliseum when he rushed for, 53 yards?
Yeah, but
remember what he got? How he got stuffed on fourth and one?
You do realize that once Amari arrived, Zeke still led the league in rushing. Mm-hmm. You do realize
he's the best running back in football.
We're not talking about who's the best. I'm just saying you do realize that he did lead the league in rushing last year and led the league once Amari got there. Okay. So that goes hand in hand.
He was on the way to leading the league, and they were 3-5. And then all of a sudden the passing attack just exploded, and all of a sudden he kept getting his yards,
In other words, Amari came along. Because Dak couldn't make anybody better. Mm. Amari made Dak better. Mm. Is that what you're telling me?
No, he just gave him somebody you could actually throw to. Because if nobody's open down the stretch in 2017,
throw him open.
I would watch games in which I'd say, nobody is open.
Throw him open.
Nobody.
Throw him open. Sometimes you got to make keyhole or window throws. Yeah. Okay.
Well, boy, he threw the most catchable passes in the whole league in the last 10 games. And did they not beat Seattle here? At Jerry World?
But you do know what Zeke ran for in Seattle, right? Yep. You do know Zeke went for like a .120-something, right?
Seattle?
Yeah.
He had a good game. Dak had a better game. Who was the star of the game?
Skip.
Dak Prescott was. Who made the key run of the game on third and forever?
It was 3rd and 12, and he got 14.
Yeah, okay. That works. A little quarterback draw. By the way, Kellen Moore is saying, I'm going to use my quarterback's legs. Will that make everything work?
Exactly, because I trust his legs more than his arm.
Is that what it looks like to you? Because Dak's completed 82% of his passes under Kellen Moore.
Although, then Pro Football Focus say, this hot start is unsustainable.
Unsustainable,
yes.
Pro Football Focus.
Yes.
Bet on it?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm betting. I got 5 cases to do that my team's going to win the
NFC
East again.
They're not.
Again. This would be, what are we up to, 3 and 4 years?
Yep. Walk it to him, says,
whatever happened to Carson Wince?
Walk it to him, says, hold on just a second.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, he said hold on twice last year, and they held
he
nothing.
Was hurt. But you're going to find out.
Really?
Yep. D-Jack and Alshon will be back by the time they play y'all.
They're not back right now.
That's all right.
Got a little bit of a dangerous game against Detroit at home, and then they got to turn right around on Thursday night and play the Packers it's at Lambeau, right?
I don't like that.
Yeah, I didn't think you liked that.
I like that. But Detroit,
You shouldn't like that Detroit game first. That, you think?
They do have Matthew Stafford. Is he still the quarterback?
Yep.
Okay, I like
They did chance. Just beat a team that you really like. You call the San Diego Chargers, but they're actually the L.A. Chargers.
Look,
they just beat them.
The Chargers fumbled on the one, and had every opportunity to win this game by 14 points. And they make the mistakes that a lot of teams do.
Really?
They let inferior teams hang around, hang around, and then Matt Stafford made a play late in the ball game. But that game should have been over by the third quarter. Mm. But it wasn't.
Did they knock on the door of your restaurant that night and you said, you guys got to sit out on the curb? We'll bring you some scraps.
That's what Stafford does. We got to leave it at that one. But I will say, if Dak does have a decline, Shannon, I am praying it comes next week when your Cowboys are visiting New Orleans. No mercy. In an interview with the LA Times, Doc Rivers reveals the Clippers knew that the Thunder planned on breaking up their team this offseason. Doc also says Kawhi handpicked Paul George as the player he'd want to play with in LA. That allowed the Clippers to go after George, which ultimately convinced Kawhi to sign with the team. Shannon, what do you make of Doc's comments?
I believe Doc is being disingenuous. Mm. I really do. I think Doc said a lot of self-serving things that Kawhi pointed at him and said, I want to play for you. That's very self-serving. Wouldn't you say, Skip Bayless?
Do you think it's the truth?
There's a little truth even in a lie.
Oh, so you're saying Doc's lying?
That's not what I said, Skip. Well, here's why I think. For me, how does Doc Rivers and the Clippers know that OKC is going to be willing to move a guy that has 3 years left on a contract that they just gave him 4 years at $130-something million? How would they know that?
How would the Clippers know that Oklahoma City wanted to, quote-unquote, break up the team?
Thank you. I believe Kawhi Leonard talked to Paul George.
I do,
too. And Paul George told Kawhi, bro, if you can get me up out of there, I would love to join you.
Yep.
Kawhi relayed that message to the L.A. Clippers. Once that got back to Sam Presti, because Sam Presti said it was not true that Paul George had talked to him about they wanted to move on. Somebody's lying here, Skip. Sam Presti said that didn't happen the way Paul George said it did. Mm. Now, Doc Rivers said they knew that the OKC wanted to break that team up. Somebody's lying here. Now, I do believe two things can be true, Skip, but in this situation, two things is not true. I believe Kawhi talked to Paul George. Paul George told Kawhi, bro, if you can get me up out of OKC, I'll come join you in L.A. Mm. They told that to them, and they said they moved heaven and earth. They gave up first rounder after first rounder after first rounder, and players on the team, they gave up Alexander. Mm-hmm. They gave up Gallinari. So they gave up a lot.
They did.
And it happened.
But Doc said he told Steve Ballmer it's not enough. You know, it's not too much. We got to do this.
Yes.
We need it.
So, but I'm trying to figure out here. Now, everybody crushed LeBron James because we needing help.
Oh, so that's where this is coming from.
Now, here, it's my turn.
Now we get to your motivation.
Now, I don't have enough help. We bought top heavy as bleep.
Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
If I'm not mistaken, the L.A. Clippers went to the playoffs. I think they won 48 games. They took two games off a healthy Golden State.
At Oakland.
When KD was getting bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a Herculean effort in game six, when he dropped 50 to finally get over the hump.
The last couple of games.
Kawhi Leonard, the MVP, the best player, everybody wanted him, saying, Doc, y'all ain't got enough. You don't have enough a team that went 48 games and took Golden State, healthy Golden State, a team that Kawhi beat in six games. And you know what I'm saying, Skip Bayless? That was very unhealthy. Kawhi needed help. I don't want to hear nothing.
You blame him?
I don't want to hear nothing else. If LeBron James says, I want another point guard and I want another person, I don't want to hear a person say a word, because Kawhi Leonard went to a team that won 48 games before he got there and went to the playoffs, and he said, Doc, y'all don't have enough.
Wait a second. LeBron was willing to trade the entire Laker roster to get to what you call the second best player in the NBA to LeBron, Anthony Davis.
Skip Bayless,
right?
Because you know what? I believe if the next three or four drafts, there'll be a Lonzo Ball. There'll be a Brandon Ingram. There'll be a Josh Hart. I do not believe in the next five or six drafts you're going to find an Anthony Davis. Mm. A guy that can give you 26-12 by just getting up out of bed. Mm. And that's why we got him, and that's why we're going to win the chip. Mm. And we're going to bust the Clippers' head with Doc, with Ballmer, and we're going to see them dancing around taking the L's.
Mm. We're talking about the same AD, you would know this, who in all – how many years was he in New Orleans? Five, six? Was it five
He was
years?
There seven.
7 years. And he had a sub 500.
What was Paul George in Indy?
I don't care about this. Is about Anthony Davis.
And we got him. Yeah. And he would. And he would. And he would. And they go together like ketchup on a hamburger.
Yeah. Here's the problem. Look, I love Doc. You know how much.
Yes.
And I do believe that number two pointed at him and said, "I want to play." How was the quote? "I want to play for you." Yeah. I believe that happened.
Okay.
Now, I don't know why Doc needs to tell these stories now, because he got number two. It's over. You didn't. He did.
Right.
So what is the goal of telling all these tales? Are you just trying to...
Oh, he got self-serving.
Yeah, right? Is it self-serving? You're trying to hype your legend up here? Because you don't need to. Your legend speaks for itself. But I do believe Doc was a huge advantage over your team.
Yeah.
Because it's like Doc Rivers or Frank Vogel.
Right.
Doc or Frank.
I agree.
Okay. And I do believe it was a huge advantage for the Clippers that they did not have LeBron James, because I don't think number two wanted to play with LeBron.
I believe Steve Ballmer, because it was reported Doc said, "I love what you're doing." Well, Steve Ballmer.
Okay. But I need somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this whole idea of this list, and he said we had a list, but it was a mistake. We got lucky about our list because we had Paul George on there, but we didn't know we could get him. But we did know that Oklahoma City was willing to break up their team.
No, they didn't. Skip. So all these free agents, because it's reported that he talked to KD, KD said nah. He talked to Kawhi, he said nah. Jimmy Butler said nah. But all these other guys that were going to be available, Chris Middleton, all these other guys. No, I don't want them. Mm. You want the guy that just signed last year, got 3 years left on his deal.
Which seemed impossible,
right?
And I'm pretty sure number two and Uncle Dennis went to Paul George first and said, "Can you try to get out?
Thank you.
If you will, they'll trade for you."
Thank you.
And they're going to offer a whole lot to
get you. Thank you. That's how it happened.
Yeah.
We've got to leave it here, guys. Great stuff. Great stuff this morning.
No mercy.
Thank you for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Keep an eye out for the weekend edition of the podcast tomorrow morning, featuring this week's best segments. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Facts, sports, one of one.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.